Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. Please join me now as we look at fulfilled prophecy. Jesus, the promised Messiah, has come.
Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. Fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in Thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth Thou art, it is I.
Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. For those of us who know you personally, we understand that He is the reason for the season. Not only is He the greatest gift ever given, by His stripes we are healed. By His precious and perfect sacrifice, we can be saved from the penalty of our sins. We have great reason to celebrate His birth and what it means to all mankind. Thank you, Lord, for the freedom to invest this time fellowshipping together in Your presence today as we continue to celebrate this Merry Christmas.
display beneath the velvet light. Through the window pane, a tinsel covered tree stands in silent memory of the love you showed for me. With dreams Saint Nicholas inspires, hear the village bells ringing across the lane, reminding all the world of how the angels sang your name. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Son of
Oh!
From the realms of glory, he who sang
You are listening to Call to Worship. Thank you for joining us for this special time in God's presence. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believers and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. This ministry includes social media, such as a very interactive Facebook page that allows listeners to share and also provides a preview of the topic of the upcoming Call to Worship broadcast. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program. It is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Thank you.
This is your call to worship and praise.
and the trumpets should cry, and the clouds make way, and the flags fly high in the morning sun, and the people all cheer for the sovereign God. Everyone knows that's the way that it's done. That's the way that a king should come.
How should a king come? Should come for his treasures and his houses and lands.
He should dine upon summer strawberries and milk,
and sleep upon bedclothes of satin and silk.
And high on a hill his castle should glow with the lights of the city.
Christmas is coming. Can you imagine how people in the many, many years before the Messiah had come anticipated the coming of the Christ? Some of them knew in their heart of hearts that God was sending someone to save his people, but only knew very little about what that might look like. Yes, many had studied the books that prophesied of his coming and what he would do when he came. For example, in the scrolls of Isaiah, they would read and study the words saying, and we find these words in Isaiah chapter 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. He shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Well, then we begin to see the prophecies concerning him come to pass. For example, when Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. The account found in Luke 2. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy soul, thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, came in at that moment, and gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Well, later, Christ himself personally made it clear that he was fulfilling these prophecies, Luke chapter 4. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bare him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, You will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land, but unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Eliseus, the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman, the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them, went his way, and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And then from John chapter 12, But though he, Jesus, had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe. Because that Isaiah said again, He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But, because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. My listening friend, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the promised Messiah, and you will be saved. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let the whole earth receive her King. Jesus said it best in John 10, that he has come that we might have life, and that more abundantly.
Thank you.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we praise Him. Christ the Messiah is come. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you might have life through His name.